It's anything you ever wanted to know in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton on KERA 90.1. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday, the 30th of May. It's our last show of May for the year. So we're here taking your questions and answers live today. And there are lines open on the phone, 800-933-5372. Of course, the email inbox is always open. And that's where Scott in Dallas near North Central and Knox Henderson wants to know where to rent a metal detector. He says, I need to locate the surveyor stakes on my property line. Lance says, in the past couple of years, I've on a few occasions driven on toll roads in the Dallas and Houston areas. No toll booth. The road signs say that they will mail me a bill, but I've never received one on more than one car. He says, is the system deliberately free for out-of-state tags? So I'm assuming that Lance has out-of-state tags. I don't think so, because I drove one in Denver last summer, and they mailed me a bill. So, but maybe somebody knows. 800-933-5372. anything@kera.org is the email version. Philip and Ulyss wants to know, are there private software programming training classes? He says, where I can get software training tutoring in the DFW area without enrolling in a traditional college. Anybody have any leads on that? Let's see. Gabe is looking for a vintage pre-1965 mechanical watch that is working and in fair condition to use, he says, as my daily wear. I'm on a budget, but have not been able to find any good deals online. Any suggestions for a vintage pre-1965 mechanical watch? I guess that's a wind-up watch, I guess? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. A couple more emails and we'll go to the phones. Let's see. This is from Simon. He says, who lives across the street. He says, my neighbors and I have been trying to figure out the history or origin of the cement plaza at the intersection of Gilbert, Avondale, and Douglas in North Oak Lawn. Is there a name for this space? Does anyone know why one side of the street is cement covered and all the benches have been removed while the other side of Douglas is elevated, grass covered, and still has a bench? He says, whenever we have storm damage, et cetera, report to Dallas 311, the city can never figure out who has responsibility for this unclaimed public space. Is it Dallas Park and Recreation, or is it regular street maintenance? Does somebody know about the odd public plaza at Gilbert, Avondale, and Douglas? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Roy in Fort Worth wants to know, he says, many times recipes call, for example, for two cloves of garlic, peeled and chopped. Do they mean two entire things of garlic, like you would buy at the grocery store? Or do they mean two individual pieces of garlic? He says, what I call toes, which are about the size of a large almond when peeled. Well, those are cloves, those individual pieces that break off. The big thing, Roy, is a head of garlic, and the individual chunks are cloves. And personally, when I have a recipe that calls for two, times four, always. So that means eight in my kitchen. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk first to Becca in McKinney. Hello, Becca.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
Okay, good. Well, a couple things. I have the same question as your first guy about a metal detector.
Uh-huh.
Number two for Lance, as a resident, but for 8 months I was an out-of-state person driving an out-of-state licensed car here. Mm-hmm. They come all at once. They sent me almost a year's worth of toll tags through my registration in North Carolina with nasty threatening letters all at once, as if I were late and were
right.
Negligent. You know, no more of the day, because I remember being totally baffled when I first got here. Place to drop the change.
Right. Yeah.
And I wanted to pay, but they make it very difficult, and then you can't find anyone to speak to on a phone. So, yeah, he will be getting it, and they'll all come at once, and they'll all come in a tone as if he is negligent and he's
right.
Not paid.
So be patient, and don't take it personally when the bill gets there.
Right, and it'll come through his wherever his tags are
right.
Registered to that address, even if it's out of state.
Sure. Okay. Oh, well, thanks for calling, Becca.
Thanks so much.
800-933-5372. Up next is Ashish in Flower Mound. Hello, Ashish.
Hey, I'm actually calling in for, I heard a question that someone wants to know where they can do software-related training in the Dallas area. So basically in Irving, at the intersection of MacArthur Boulevard and Walnut Hill Lane, there is a building behind the gas station, and that building has, you know, tens of companies. They provide, you know, software-related trainings for pretty much everything. So that is one-stop shop, that specific building.
Very good. And it's in Irving, and you said where is it?
At the intersection of MacArthur Boulevard and Walnut Hill Lane.
And you, do you know what it's called, or just you've seen it?
I don't recall. I drive by
sure.
to it all the time, but I don't recall the building name. But it is right at the intersection behind the gas station.
Well, if you drive by it, shoot us an email or call us next week and tell us what it's called.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Ashish.
Yep.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Of course, Twitter is working today. No one has, that I know of yet, has taken a selfie that's destroyed Twitter today. But Kyle has reached out via Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, by the way. And he says, because of the cost of processing payments, the North Texas Toll Authority does not mail invoices below a certain dollar amount. And he says maybe like $5. So there's an answer on that. From the inbox, anything at kera.org. Mary in Dallas says, for the past month, we've had a relatively large bird with a rusty red breast attacking windows in our house. The sound is like a fast-pitch softball hitting a mitt, and it has to hurt. I'm worried about the bird's beak and head, as well as the health and well-being of our windows. Anybody know what kind of bird this might be? And can we do anything to deter it? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. David wants to know, why are the sections on freeway bridges not at right angles, but at an angle? I'm assuming maybe the sections that you drive over, maybe that's so you don't hit a seam with both wheels at the same time. That'd be my first guess, because those expansion joints do move because the ground on either side of the bridge moves, and they're wider or narrower depending on the tolerances of the bridge and the way it's engineered, and I don't think you want to hit one of those at, you know, I mean, the speed limit sign says 60, right? But everybody's going much faster at a fast rate of speed with both wheels, but somebody will know. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Up next is Gordon calling from Dallas. Hello, Gordon.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks. Hey. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I have a question. I've been getting emails like this for a long time, but it seems like the last 6 months or so, I've just been hit with many of those emails where they say, you know, we got a package and, you know, in Sweden that, you know, is $100 million and we just need your name and address or whatever, and we'll send it to you, or, you know, what I mean, those kind of emails, you know what I'm referring to?
Yeah, the I think they're called Nigerian scam emails. That's the name of the whole idea behind them, because so many of them over the years, or at least the first few years worth, originated in Nigeria.
Okay. My question is there a place where I can just forward them when they come in, where they're maybe collecting a database to try to, take some action on them?
Yeah, look at the Secretary of State, the State Attorney General's Office website. I think there's a forwarding address you can send them to. I believe it's the State Attorney General to forward fraudulent email scams or emails you suspect of being fraudulent. And you might look there, and someone else listening will know if there's a place to. I mean, it's the Wild West, really. And we get them here. They get past our firewall occasionally here, and everybody gets that stuff. But it's amazing that people still click through and will enter their
respond to them.
Their bank account routing number. But that's the you know, that's why it, I guess it works to a certain degree.
Yeah, well, so. And that's what I'm thinking of, though, is if there's a database being built up, the more information that gets put in, the more accurate they can be in trying to.
Yeah, I would check the attorneys general, both for the state of Texas and for the United States, because you know there's definitely so much of it. There's somebody that's assigned to look into it. There's someone whose authority is. Maybe check those websites, and we'll see if we get a better referral for you.
All right, thanks
all right.
So much.
Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Torres in Dallas. Hello, Torres.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
It's
I love
going
this
well.
Show, and I love your program.
Oh, thank
I also
you.
Like NPR, but the reason I was calling is because I wanted to answer one of the questions. I heard a story run on NPR that was talking about the toll tags not being able to charge across states, and they didn't have the system didn't allow for it. Other states didn't allow for the state of Texas to collect toll charges on other states, and that's the reason I think he hasn't gotten the bill. But there was a story run on that when they were talking about a lot of overdue toll tags for Dallas residents and such. But I did hear it on NPR, and that's the reason I was calling. I know you had several answers.
Sure.
I remember hearing that.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got this question from Glenn in Arlington. He says, why do most guests on interview radio and talk shows respond to the interviewers by saying, thanks for having me? Glenn says, that phrase doesn't make sense. I realize that it's a short form of thank you for having me on your show, but it seems to be a totally acceptable response these days. Do interviewers like Chris Boyd just ignore, or does it bother them? Well, it's kind of like, you know, this show, right? If I take a call and someone says, you know, how are you doing? Or, you know, what's going on? Or when you pass a colleague at work, you know, in the hall, and you say, how's it going? It's just, you know, and sometimes they say, oh, it's going terribly today. I've got all these problems. And you're like, oh, gosh, I was just saying, how's it going? Like, you know, so it's kind of the same thing. And they are thanking the host for having them, but it's also a, you know, it seems like, so imagine this, we'll do the scenario. It seems like if you had someone on, hey, thanks so much for being on the show. And the guest said, you're welcome. You know, I've never heard it. In decades of listening and production, I've never heard, you're welcome. And I've had this kind of question before on the show, and I think it's just automatic. You know, it's sort of polite speak. Like when you thank somebody, you know, for just out in you know, a service job or something. It's just kind of like, it's just what you do socially. And if you listen when we take calls here on the show, you'll see people do it. You know, hey, how's it going? Or, thanks for taking my call, you know, same kind of thing. Hey, and on the answer stack, there's a couple of answers here. We had this question last week about looking for arroz con leche, rice milk, the dessert. And Estela emailed us and said, the dessert is so easy to make, I'd rather make it myself than go out and try to find it. She says, one, you just have to boil rice and water until cooked on medium-high heat with a teaspoon of salt and a cinnamon stick. Then you drain the water from the rice. Add milk as desired, as long as the rice is covered. Add sugar as desired and salt to your taste. You decide how sweet you want it, rather. And then allow to boil with milk for about 10 minutes on low or medium. And then chill in the refrigerator and serve with cinnamon powder sprinkled on top. Sounds great. Thanks, Estella. You can email us yourself at anything at kera.org. You can call us, 800-933-5372, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 1-800-933-5372. You can call with your questions or answers. If you can't get through, you can email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And the conversation continues on Twitter when you send me a tweet, because people can see it and respond, and that's a great way to keep the show going even when we're not on the air. But email is a great place, especially if you have more than a little blurb or 140 characters to share. And Rex emailed us about the honeybee removal question last week. And he says, I perform live honeybee removals professionally here in the Metroplex, and I'd estimate that 90% of them are from the soffit area under the eave of homes, as well as from the joist space between floors if it's a two-story home or structure. He says, let me preface this by saying, always use protective gear when handling or dealing with stinging insects. Until it's determined what their demeanor will be, it's best to be cautious. He says, a qualified beekeeper is one of the best options for having these important pollinators removed from a home. Typically, the area is accessed by removing trim, then the siding or the soffit, and if the colony has been in place for a while, it may be necessary to access the area from the drywall inside the home, typically if they are in the joist space between floors and they've been there for 2+ years. Along with bees, the comb with honey, brood, which is eggs and larvae, the pollen, etc., should be completely removed to prevent other rodents from coming in to scavenge the leftovers. And he says the Texas A&M Apiary Inspection Service maintains a list of licensed beekeepers that hold a state permit for performing these live removals. And someone may also contact a local club, like the Collin County Hobby Beekeepers Association, Trinity Valley Beekeepers, Metro Beekeepers, or their local Agriculture Extension Service for recommendations of qualified removal specialists. Recommendations can also be sought through the Texas Honeybee Guild or from your municipality's animal control office, but don't expect the city to do anything about the bees, but they can refer you to a removal specialist. Rex says, as always, ask questions to the person performing the removal to find out what repairs will be done, as well as what will need to be done to prevent future colonies from moving in again, such as filling void spaces with insulation, repairing knot holes and squirrel chute holes, etc. So, Rex, thank you so much for the very extensive answer. And it's a long email, but I thought the information was good. And we get this question a lot on the show, especially around this time of year. And just for the record, Rex is with Harmony Hollow Apiaries. So thanks again, Rex. I'm going to print this one out, put it in the definitive folder. Yes. 800-933-5372. Our patient caller of the day award winner is Linda in North Richland Hills. Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm well.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet.
Okay. My question is, if anyone, you know, in the Metroplex area or a little bit further out, ever taken this cold laser knee program, whereby they use a laser, you know, to heal any pain in your knee?
Well, we'll see if somebody has. I'm assuming you want to see if anybody's done it and what their thoughts are on it.
Right. If anybody has done it and how they feel.
Okay. Well, we'll ask. You've asked, and we'll see if we get an answer for you. Okay? Stay tuned.
Okay.
Thanks, Linda.
Now, I've got your radio on, so I'm going to go to the next room so I don't hear it.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Linda.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Second place patient award, patient caller award goes to Michael in McKinney. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
Someone called in looking for a vintage watch.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of luck at gun shows, and there's also several shops in downtown McKinney, one being the Antique Gallery. He'll have some antique watches. But if you pick them up, 75% of the time, if they're not working, you can pick them up for $10 to $20, and the only thing wrong with them is they have to be cleaned. I've gotten picked up a 1937 Elgin Art Deco, a World War II Waltham Air Force issued watch for $10 a piece. Took them apart, cleaned them, and they work great.
Very good. Well, Michael, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Lico in Hearst. Hello, Lico.
Hello. Great job. Thank you for the program.
Hey, you bet.
There is a place that you can call for when you get the Nigerian letter, and I found it out to be at the FBI. You call FBI, the regular number intake, and you tell them you have a a problem with that, and they will give you an email address where you can send that, because this does affect, you know, a lot of people.
Yeah.
When the FBI gets involved, and there, if there's a lot of money pending in you know, scams or something like that. So they do have a special unit that takes care of these things.
Very good. Maliko, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
We heard via email from Jacob, who says, forward it to the U.S. Secret Service. So it sounds like the feds are maybe the solution here. Scott said, if you're looking for programming training, look online. He says, even a casual Google search will reveal an abundance of free online courses for learning nearly anything, including programming, system administration, and other computer-related topics. Check out the MOOC, massive online courses, and also YouTube. Combining this with the blogs and forums, there's plenty for the motivated learner to pursue online. Let's see. Nicholas said digital training at digitrain.com. And Addison, he says, is excellent. And they offer training in Apple and Adobe professional apps, as well as software development courses. So they're called Digital Training and Addison. Let's see. Brian says, you mentioned that the state attorney general might be interested in knowing about scams. The Federal Trade Commission also collects any unsolicited commercial email, not just Nigerian 419 scams. Says via UCE@FTC.gov, UCE@FTC.gov. He says, I'm not sure they do much but collect data. He says, Brian says, as you say, Jeff, there's no technical solution to this. As long as people take the bait, it will keep happening. It's just part of the background noise of digital life. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this from Daryl in Dallas. Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
Hi there.
Great job today.
Thank you.
One more wrinkle on the Nigerian story.
Yeah.
And it's an NPR story. Somebody there, I'm sure, could find it in the archives. I don't remember how long ago I heard it. It was one of those driveway moments.
Right.
I don't know if it was an All Thing Considered, or it was something like that.
I thought it was like a Radio Lab or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Some kind of like, or maybe it was a This American Life story or something. Yeah, because they were talking about the, and it may have been Morning Edition, but they were talking about how they want people to, you know, they want people to delete them as well, because those aren't the people that they're after.
Well, this guy literally made a hobby of leading them on, telling them he had fallen for
yeah.
it. I'm sorry, I don't have a bank account. I'll transfer you the cash. And he would send them across Nigeria and waste time and money.
I remember that, too. That was about a year ago or maybe a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, I'm sure they can find it on NPR.org or with a little search. But, Daryl, thanks for reminding us.
Take care.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Randy wants to know why the Dallas Police Department stages vehicles and personnel on the overpasses of Highway 75 on Memorial Day. I think there was a parade. There was a parade on Memorial Day, I believe. Or maybe it was that Carry the Load Run. That was it. The Carry the Load Run was on the Katy Trail, and I'll bet it went over 75 in a couple of places, and that's what you were seeing, Randy. Someone will confirm that. Let's see. From the Twitter, we got a tweet from Thomas who says, birds fly into windows without shading. He says, I had an old biology professor who would line the windows with paper or just draw the blinds to prevent this. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Shan in Plano. Hello, Shan.
Hello, this is Sean. And
oh, hi, Sean.
Thanks for taking the call.
You bet.
I just heard about the software training courses. The best bet is doing a Google search on MOOC. That's Massive Open Online Course.
Mm-hmm.
And I have taken a couple of them, and it is reputed and it is certified. Some of them even gives us the certification.
Wow.
So,
great. Yeah, the MOOC, short for Massive Online Open Online Course.
Everything is
the MOOC movement is huge. Yeah,
almost everything is reputed. It's University of Michigan, Harvard, and things like that. So it is basically used to it. And one more thing about this, the Nigerian scam.
Yeah, yeah.
I just went ahead and answered the email and responded to the email, and also went ahead and also. Conversed with them and tried to get an. They just sent me an FedEx package, which had consisted of a check. It almost looked like a money order, but it was a fake one. It was printed from a cheap printer. And after getting everything, then I just went ahead and forwarded all the details to the law enforcement and also the FedEx. Also, the FedEx closed their account and everything.
Wow. All right. Well, Sean, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Bill in McClendon Chisholm wants to know as to, he says, I'm curious as to whether the colors used for traffic lights are based on the Raleigh scattering principle, which states that yellow and red light have longer wavelengths than green light. Or was the color selection more arbitrary? The color scheme would make sense, as the yellow and red lights require greater attention. Does anybody know? Karen says, whenever I listen to KERA on my car radio, the identifying text reads RAE-ONE exclamation point, all in caps, with the hyphen and exclamation mark between RAE and ONE. What does this mean? It's probably some sort of file name for whatever is getting played, because it's not a song. And a lot of cars now use, a lot of car radios now use metadata that's embedded in the audio signal to, you know, display who the artist and what the song title is. So operations is probably listening. And maybe we'll get an answer. Or maybe you've tapped into some secret, you know, maybe there's something we need to know about. So Karen and Garland, thanks for emailing. Let's see. Danny wants to know, why can't all voting be online and instant? He says, I'm sure there are security issues, probably like the one we've been talking about with the scam emails. He says, but I'm surprised there isn't a national push or organization otherwise in this vein. I feel, as many others, that our current structure demands that our representatives spend 99% of their time focused on their voting records and getting reelected rather than thoughtful policy. If instant voting or the like was a reality, would we even need representatives? Danny asks. So maybe not a question we can answer, but if you want to chime in, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's see. This is from someone who says W3 Schools is a great free online resource for many coding languages. Also, Khan Academy has some good courses on Python coding also, which are free. Yeah, I thought of Khan Academy as well. It's an online, free online education organization. And we've had their founder on the Think Show. 800-933-5372 is where we find Bobby in Grand Prairie. Hello, Bobby.
Hello, Jeff.
Hi there.
Before Linda has cold laser treatments for knee pain, uh-huh. She needs to find out what's causing that. But there are certain problems with the knees that cold laser works great on. I had cold laser treatments for bursitis about 3 years ago, and took about 6 weeks or so, but it worked great.
Okay. Well, yeah, and any medical opinion or advice, of course, on the show comes with the caveat that you should
see a doctor.
See your doctor. Talk to your doctor. And if you don't have a doctor, talk to your friends about who their doctors are and go see one of them. So
this would probably be best served with an orthopedic surgeon.
Right.
And they know the best of all.
Great. Well, hey, Bobby, thanks for calling.
All right.
800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next we have, is it Job in Dallas?
Job.
Job, hey, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
I'm calling regarding what I believe is a scam of supposedly people selling Iraq dinars,
mm-hmm.
and these are supposed to appreciate here in the quick future. Have you heard anything about that, or has anyone heard anything about Iraq dinars?
Yeah, I've heard that story over the last couple of years because, you know, with the wind down of the American presence in Iraq, and there was it's an Iraqi currency manipulation email pitch that you get. I would just say that anytime you get an email from anyone that says, hey, this is a get rich quick scheme, be very, very skeptical unless it's, you know, unless it's your brother-in-law, and then maybe be more skeptical. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Job.
All right, bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Of course, the Twitter is up and running here, too, on one of these screens. And you can tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Jason wants to know if there are places in Dallas or the area for 30 and 40-year-old people to dance for fun with music from their era. So you're talking about like the 90s and the early 2000s. We'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you. Let's see. This is from someone who says, if you're looking for pocket watches, Hassan's Jewelers at Coit and Campbell has a selection of antique and estate pocket watches. We had that watch question earlier. And Therese says that show on internet phishing scams is from, it is a few years ago. Wow, it's from several years ago. The This American Life show called Enforcers from September 12th, 2008. But you can go online to thisamericanlife.org and you can go back into their archives and you can find that show called Enforcers from September 12th, 2008. Trace, thank you so very much for running that down. Really appreciate that. And let's see. We have time maybe for one more very quick call before we take a break. Actually, you know what? Alyssa, are you there?
Me?
Yeah. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to come back. My clock management skills today are not 100%. So stay with us. We'll be back to you in just a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
You can call, get in the queue, 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back. Anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Alyssa in Dallas. Hello, Alyssa.
Hi. I was answering the question about the police officers at Meadow and 75.
Yeah.
They were actually pulled over and ticketing people who, coming off the access road, did not have their seatbelts on.
Oh, okay. That was on Memorial Day.
That was on Memorial Day. We were staying at the Residence Inn and could hear mouth whistles, and anyway,
right,
there were officers on the bikes and then on their cars, and an officer would come out in the intersection and pull them over. So that's what was going on.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Bye.
Up next, 800-933-5372 is Laura in Fort Worth. Hello, Laura.
Hi, good. I have a question.
You bet.
Okay, so the EEOC, Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, has a 300-day limit to file a complaint against an employer,
mm-hmm.
My time is up. I thought it was a year, and my year is almost coming. The date is getting here. So I can't file a complaint anymore, and I wanted to know if there's any other way or if anybody knows of a different way that I can go about filing a complaint against a former employer.
Well, we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Up next is George in Dallas. Hello, George.
Hi. Yes.
Hey there.
Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to pose a question. Is there a better, are there better alternatives to a diamond ring when it comes to a proposal? And if so, are they accepted by women community?
All right, well, we'll see if we get some answers for you, George.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. I think that other countries have differing traditions for engagement gifts. And the diamond engagement ring has really been a thing of the last, last few decades. But we'll see if somebody has, maybe somebody can fill us in on what some of the other possibilities are. Ryan says from Denton, the main problem with online voting is security. It's very difficult to prove identity online. The most common method for identification today is requiring a credit card. And anyone who's had their credit card stolen knows that process isn't at all foolproof. We could require driver's licenses or social security numbers, but many people don't drive. And verifying social security numbers is hard enough when trying to employ someone. However, we are requiring in Texas photo IDs now at the polls for every election. So we are requiring that. Interestingly, Ryan says the best long-term solution to this will probably be the underlying technology behind Bitcoin. Says it requires that all the information for every transaction be available and readable by anyone, exactly the qualities we want in a voting record. In the short term, he says, better solutions for low voter turnout would be to make all voting days national holidays or to make voting mandatory or both. He says this may sound ridiculous, but most of South America has mandatory voting, as does Australia and several other countries. And Ryan, I'll just chime in and say actually that it is a national holiday in many other countries as well. Election day, or it's on a Sunday in a lot of countries. So there are possibilities out there. I've even talked with some about the possibility of, what if there was a lottery? You know, you voted, you're entered into the lottery. Just a thought. Eric, who's our director of radio operations, says the RDS radio data systems data that is currently embedded into the KERA-FM signal says precisely this: KERA 90.1- your source for NPR news. So not sure how it manifested as what the listener sees on her radio, but it should say KERA, 90.1 -- your source for NPR news. So there you go. 800-933-5372. Let's get a couple more calls in here and talk to Claire in Springtown. Hello, Claire.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about the Nigerian 419 scam question earlier. Now, this is going to be probably a little bit more of an entertaining answer rather than an official one, but there is a website out there that is a community of people that are dedicated to pulling the wool over the eyes of these scammers by baiting them into doing sometimes ridiculous things. It's called 419eater, EATER.com. And it's been around for a long time. I think I first saw this website maybe almost a decade ago. It's been around for a very long time. And these people go to extraordinary lengths to just kind of bait these scammers into doing all sorts of things, even taking pictures of themselves with identifying information, which they then turn into local authorities in whatever country they came from. And it's a fun website just to browse their hall of shame, where they have pictures of some of these people. And the whole premise behind it is, if you are taking up the time of these scammers, getting them to do ridiculous things, leading them on, mm-hmm. that's one less person that has time to send out more of these emails to other people.
Yeah, I just went ahead and decided, because the question I've got now is why 419? So I just really quickly pulled it up on Wikipedia, and it says there are many variations on this type of scam, including the Spanish prisoner scam, the black money scam, the Detroit Buffalo scam. The number 419, though, refers to the article of the Nigerian criminal code dealing with fraud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where 419 comes from. So before somebody asks, because I asked, but that's great. So thanks for the lead. That'll be fun to check out.
All right, have a great day.
And you too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Molly in Denton. Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have a question and an answer.
Okay.
First of all, my question is like incredibly random and quite stupid, I guess. It's about like these car decals that I keep seeing. They're mostly like on trucks, and I'm assuming it's some kind of hunting organization or something, and it looks like a deer. But then, like, up where the antlers are, it's a skull. And I tried Googling it, but I couldn't find anything about, like, what organization or club or whatever this is. So I'm interested in knowing what that is about.
Okay. All right. We'll see if we get an answer on that one for you.
And then my answer was about the gentleman who was asking about a diamond ring.
Yeah.
When I got engaged, I'm now divorced, fun stuff, but I had an aquamarine stone, which is my birthstone, and I always wanted that. So maybe try seeing if she would be interested in, like, her birthstone or something.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. We'll see if we get an answer for your question.
Thank you so much.
All right. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Of course, Twitter's out there, too. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. John says, I'm unemployed, been cruising the internet for jobs, and one job that I applied for responded and told me I needed to take an online interview by clicking on the URL below. He says, this is not uncommon. However, this particular site had a very detailed set of questions to be filled out. No problem, he says. However, at the end of the interview, the company said this job could deal with customer security and wanted me to agree to a credit check. Immediately, a screen popped up that wanted my name, address, age, and social security number. He says, I became suspicious and clicked off. He said, the site was very well done and looked very professional, and when I tried to find them on the internet, I could not find that they existed. So there's another wrinkle for the phishing scam. Molly in Little Elm says, I have a 50s metal pendant light from my grandmother that I would like to have professionally stripped of paint and rust and powder coated. Is there a company that could do this for me anywhere in DFW? Dormand says, the cold laser, in answer to the cold laser treatment question, he says, I was part of a double-blind study at the physical therapy department at TWU at Presbyterian Hospital in 1998. He says, as the scientific study was done under strict double-blind standards, I have no idea whether I had the cold laser treatment or was in the control group, but he says, all I know is that my pain level over a couple of months of treatment went from a level of 8 down to a level of 1. And in the subsequent 16 years after the study, I've had very little pain in my back and neck. This is from a severe whiplash injury. So Dorman is basically says he doesn't know if he got it or not, but whatever happened, it helps. So there's that. Brian says, as a reformed broadcast engineer and disc jockey, I worked with RDS when it and I were both a bit younger, and I observed a prolific bug which may explain your listener's observation with mysterious display on our car radio. Some OEM radios I saw in the mid-2000s in GM cars will cache RDS data received on a given frequency, then display the wrong information when an RDS signal is present but not properly decoded on the same frequency. So that wacky text may have been sent on some other 90.1 somewhere else. The car heard it, never forgot. And next time the car battery connection is removed for several hours, I'll bet this problem will go away. Wow, that's a pretty good answer. And I know it because I'm looking in the window and one of our operations team is nodding at me. Bethany says, I would gently suggest that your caller discuss this engagement ring question with his intended fiancé. Crowdsourcing such a personal decision isn't really, Bethany says, the best way to find out what your loved one wants. We are all individuals, and there is no one right answer for all women. Very good point, Bethany. And if it was 12:59, that'd be the last word of the show today. Maybe I'll read it again. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Danny in Dallas. Hello, Danny.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I always call in at the end of the show. so I was wondering if there's any type of national organization or group that anybody's familiar with that is pushing for, like, instant online voting. And I don't know how else to word it, but basically to kind of circumvent the representatives that don't do anything.
Yeah, I think I read your email already.
Oh,
you emailed as well, yeah.
I called in and asked. I didn't know if it had actually made it through because I didn't get any type of auto-reply.
You weren't listening, Danny. Danny, you have to listen. If you email, you got to listen.
I wish I could. I'm at work, and I don't have any. I can only listen to last week's.
Oh, okay. Well.
Which I was,
so but next week, you'll hear your email read, and then you'll hear your question get asked by you.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Oh, let's talk to John in Dallas. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi there.
I got a question.
You know what?
Can you hear me?
Now I think we can.
Okay. I have several
credit cards with balances on them, and I was wondering if there's a legitimate company that can help, like, consolidate them into one card or to where I'm paying one payment. I know there's a lot of companies out there, but if there's a legitimate one.
Yeah, you know, we here at the station have worked on several projects, and we've interviewed their folks several times with Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Greater Dallas. They're a nonprofit organization. They're a financial education organization primarily, and they do this kind of work. So you might check out Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Greater Dallas.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Let's talk next to Kathleen in Dallas. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hey there.
I'm calling about the engagement ring. Second time around, my husband surprised me with a beautiful star sapphire ring and had diamonds around it. And I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything else. So, excuse me, I was just coming up the stairs.
Oh.
So I think if it comes from the heart, the receiver will love it.
Well, thanks for calling, Kathleen.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. We got an email from Nick, who says, I just got engaged a while ago, so I'm versed in engagement ring shopping. And he says, the only thing comparable to a real diamond is a lab-created diamond. These lab-created diamonds are much like lab-created emeralds or rubies and are about half the price of natural diamonds. Also, as mentioned, semi-precious gemstones like aquamarines, emeralds, sapphires, and morganites can be used in lieu of a diamond as well, but I would discuss this with your beloved beforehand because for good or for bad, for some, only a diamond will do. So that's very, very good advice. And our phone screener, Fiona Norton, says, Kate Middleton has a big emerald. Did you say emerald? Sapphire. And Fiona herself has an emerald. So, of course, they're from across the pond, right? So it can be different. But I think the best advice is, as I said, I'll read it again, from Bethany. Gently suggesting that the caller discuss this with his intended fiancé because crowdsourcing such a personal decision may not be the best way to find out what your loved one wants. Well, it's anything you ever wanted to know for another week. Thank you so much for spending an early hour of the weekend with us. Our producer, Stephen Becker, will be back next week, but today we had Lindsay Knecht sitting in, make sure everything ran smoothly. Thank you, Lindsay. As I said, Fiona Norton answers the phones. Thanks, Fiona. And today, Alan Roberts engineered the show. Thank you so much, Alan. Christine McConnell edits and produces the podcast. And you can find last week's show online at katyari.org/anything. And we're going to get this week's show up later today for you to download. You can subscribe to the podcast there as well. And of course, email your questions and answers, comments and suggestions to us, anything@katyari.org, or post a comment in the comment field there on the anything page at katyari.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. Find me on Twitter. I will issue a tweet or two occasionally. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And thanks again for listening, for writing and calling in, and have a fantastic weekend.